This is Dakota Datebook for August 3rd. On this date in 1906, many North Dakotans were looking forward to August holidays. Many of them were hunting, hiking, camping, and enjoying cookouts at Lake Metegoshi. An article in the Botno Courant shared the pleasure of summer at the lake nestled in the scenic Turtle Mountains. A newlywed couple enjoyed their new residence. Jack McKay paddled his canoe. He was so charmed by his surroundings that he began planning the construction of a new home. Mrs. Jefferson and her daughters were also enchanted with lake life and decided to buy a lot so they could build a home. J.F. Haskell sailed his boat, christened Metegoshi. There were dinners, dances, band concerts, and moonlight excursions on the schooner Washougum. Some land speculators from Illinois took a break from business to take in the sights around the lake. Lake Metegoshi is located 14 miles north of Botno on the Canadian border. The name derives from an Ojibwe phrase meaning Clearwater Lake of Scrub Oaks. The area was home to the Ojibwe, Blackfoot, Hidatsa, and Assiniboine people. The lake had long been a summer destination, and it was noted as a vacation spot even in the 1880s. In 1895, the Botno Courant listed the pleasures of the lake, including camping, parties, and musical events. The Lakeview Hotel offered an alternative to camping. The newspaper noted that everyone who stayed at the hotel was impressed with the accommodations. In 1934, WPA workers built a lodge, roads, and a recreation building that could hold 200 people. The area was formally designated as a state park in 1937. A stone near the entrance inscribed WPA 1938 commemorates those who worked on the park. Summer activities there today would be familiar to those who enjoyed the area in the 1800s. Swimming, canoeing, camping, and biking. Fishermen can try their luck catching pike, walleye, and perch. But the park isn't just for the summer. Winter visitors enjoy snowmobiling, ice fishing, sledding, and cross-country skiing. The Turtle Mountains Outdoor Learning Center offers programs on ecology and conservation. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Carol Butcher. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.